Welcome to the Business Health and Mindset Podcast. I'm Kate Geronimo. I'm a natural health and mindset practitioner, transforming female entrepreneurs into unstoppable forces by supercharging their health and mindset. Now, health and mindset are intricately woven together and form that vital secret weapon you need to cultivate to succeed in business. Thank you for listening. Let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Business Health and Mindset Podcast. I'm Kate. Great to have you here today and thank you so much for taking time to join me. I'm looking today at self-compassion. Do you know that this is such an issue with people today? And I see this so often that a lot of people beat themselves up and really treat themselves poorly, even though when questioning them, they don't acknowledge it and they don't believe that they do treat themselves poorly or have that internal self-dialogue where they're beating themselves up and talking down to themselves and they're not very supportive of themselves. I see it often and I think that this can be a real issue for people. So in a general sense, there are a lot of us that walk around not practicing self-compassion and they don't even really understand what it is. So this is no criticism of somebody who doesn't have self-compassion for themselves, because I'm here to illuminate that a little bit. Now, even if you do practice a bit of self-compassion or a lot, this is just my take on things as a practitioner, as a person, as somebody that had to learn what self-compassion was for myself. I knew what it was to help my patients when I was running a clinic and to help my clients through coaching and mentoring sessions, why they needed to have self-compassion, why I needed to teach them about it. But for me personally, there was a lot of self-compassion that I was not practicing. And that came from being a dysfunctional person growing up, having dysfunctional parents and family and friends, and we were all like that back in the day. It's just the way things were, unfortunately. When you don't practice self-compassion, there can be various negative consequences that can appear in your life and in different aspects of your life. Now, the number one thing that often gets most people is increased stress and anxiety. And I'm sure that you have experienced that yourself, stress and anxiety from time to time. I think the majority of people have, if not everybody. Without self-compassion, you're more likely to engage in self-criticism and negative self-talk, which makes that stress and anxiety worse. You know, constantly berating yourself for failures or shortcomings or things that you have not done well enough or properly or correctly or what have you leads to, you know, stress and anxiety becoming a chronic issue. It's chronic when it goes on all the time, you know, longer than a few days or even a week or so. That's when things become chronic. Not practicing self-compassion also leads to a lack of self-esteem, and that can contribute to you internalizing self-critical thoughts and judgments. And so we turn them around so that they are really focused and directed at us. And without that buffer of self-compassion, you can struggle to see your own worth and value, and that leads to further feelings of inadequacy and inferiority. Not having self-compassion leads you to be a perfectionist, and perfectionism, I digress for a moment, because I used to be a perfectionist. I had to do it right. Because if I did it all right and did everything really well, then I could only be praised. I couldn't be criticized. And yet, even though I was a perfectionist and doing that with the subconscious hope of being commended and applauded and, you know, even just a little well done, it really led me to striving even harder. So perfectionism is something that really forces you almost into going for those high standards, and there's intense pressure to avoid mistakes and failures, and that again just increases stress and anxiety, doesn't it? And when you can't meet all of that, when you can't be the perfectionist, when you really can't attain that high standard that you set for yourself, what happens? It increases that stress and anxiety, of course, but it also increases the low self-esteem. When we don't practice self-compassion, it will affect relationships and it creates some issues. And it can cause you to struggle from having the healthy relationship that you really are wanting with others. So you're struggling all the time trying to attain that. Again, there's an element often where you will be more of a perfectionist in the relationship, trying not to say anything that will cause someone else to criticize you or judge you, create resentment. So it's kind of like you always play the middle of the road. Oh, yes, you were going along. Yes, we're happy with you to here today. And then next thing you're turning your head and, oh, isn't it awful? You know, we're awfulizing things and we're saying how terrible things are. And, you know, isn't it dreadful? And we tend to go with the flow a little bit more and we're a little like a chameleon. So we just try and fit in. And that places a huge amount of pressure on relationships as well. Along with that, it can cause emotional avoidance. You know, when you're not compassionate with yourself, you can tend to avoid emotional behaviors. And I've seen a lot in clinic where people will try and numb their feelings by using substances, alcohol, drugs. I used to work in a rehab clinic once, which was all based around people having some kind of addiction. So there was the drug and alcohol addiction, you know, all kinds of substance abuse, but there was also people that had love addiction, self-hate addiction, there was violence, there was all sorts of addictions that people had. And so I really came to see this quite a lot, where people were avoiding their emotions at all costs. And addictions are on the increase because of this, because they can't practice any kind of self-compassion. We're not taught to have self-compassion. We're not taught how to be kinder to ourselves. We just pick up from a young age, don't do this, don't do that, naughty boy, naughty girl. And, you know, some of us were slapped, some weren't. I don't know if you were. I was smacked a lot as a kid, a real lot, in fact. And I was always told that I was the naughty one. And yet I actually wasn't naughty. I was just, you know, your average kid trying to work out their place in life. But I also know what it's like to try and emotionally avoid certain things. And, you know, there was a time there where, like most people I knew, you know, in the early 20s and that, we'd all go out socially. And the first thing that we would do when we got together was get a drink, have a glass of wine or a spirit or something like that. It was a socially acceptable thing to do. But it all, what did it do? It reduced our stress and took some focus off ourselves and how we were feeling. Certainly not the way to do it. When you don't have self-compassion, you really can put yourself on the path for depression. And persistent self-criticism and feelings of worthlessness that come up from that can contribute to the development and the perpetuation of depressive symptoms such as sadness, hopelessness, loss of interest in daily activities. And, you know, when we roll all of this up together and place this in the business person's lap, or someone who's a consultant, or, you know, you're a professional in a larger organization where you're working for someone else, this can have really disastrous effects over time. Of course, chronic stress resulting from all of that self-criticism and lack of self-compassion will lead to physical health issues. There's always the mind stuff that happens first, and then that's going to drop down into the physical body. And I've seen lots of people have things such as repetitive headaches and digestive issues, insomnia. They're like the three big ones. And one of the really nasty ones is autoimmune diseases and cancer, of course. Cancer is on the rise everywhere. And, you know, I digress again for a little bit, but I wrote a book on the life stories of some people who had experienced cancer that I worked with directly, or I knew of them personally. And it's their story of their life and how they kind of weave into having cancer, experiencing that, and then weaving out of it and leaving it behind, and just their life journey. It's a fascinating read. I'll put the link down below so that you can go and get a copy if you like. It's on Amazon, not that expensive, but it also makes a great gift for someone else who has been diagnosed with cancer, or a carer, relative, loved one, because it really just helps to understand and see that there is life on the other side. So having self-compassion is so vital, absolutely vital, that you learn to develop some compassion for yourself. So one of the first steps that I see that's really important is developing some awareness around yourself. You've got to start becoming more self-aware of who you are, your values, what your love in life is, what you truly love in your life, and helping yourself to create a life that you love. Having a more mindful approach to your life and practicing that, where you can, even if you just start off with some mindfulness exercises in just slow breathing, and practicing feeling what your breath is like coming in and out of your nose, for example, feeling it go down into your lungs, breathing out, you feel your chest rise, you feel your chest deflate as you breathe out. The sensations of that is part of becoming more aware of that, aware of how it feels. Because most of you never pay much attention to it. I don't, unless I'm it's brought to my attention to do that. But sitting and allowing yourself to be mindful of what you're doing. For example, and I've used this example before, you know, about washing up or cleaning or bathing the dog or brushing your hair, whatever it is. You think about that only at that time. I'm brushing my hair, I'm washing the dishes, or I'm brushing my teeth. You focus. It's really bringing your focus down to such pinpoint accuracy that you are focusing only on what you're doing. That's all you're thinking about. We only have control over ourselves and right now. We don't have control over anything else. You know, yesterday's gone. Tomorrow hasn't come yet. We can only live in right now. And so being mindful about what you're doing and trying to focus only on that. And sure, thoughts will come and go. That's okay. It's not about trying to force all thought out of your mind and only focusing on what is right before you. It's being more mindful about it, paying more attention to it, and allowing thoughts to come in and float off again. Self-kindness is a huge one, where you can start to respond to yourself as though you would to a close and trusted friend. So think about for a moment when you have shown kindness to someone else. You know, someone who was feeling down or they were struggling a bit. What was the kindness that you showed them? Or even, you know, to an animal or something. Think about when you were really showing kindness to somebody else. And if you turn that to yourself, how can you show that same kindness to yourself? Part of this process and practicing this is noticing any self-critical thoughts that may come up, or any harsh judgments that may come up. And you just simply acknowledge them and just say, "You're not welcome here now, go away. I'm practicing being kind to myself." And some of the things that you could practice too is to say something to yourself like, "It's okay to make mistakes. Everyone does." Or, "I'm doing the best I can, and that's good for today." You could come up with your own statement. It's a bit like an affirmation, but you could come up with your own statement that you could say to yourself that you want to say something that will resonate well with you and mean something to you, so that you can start practicing kindness to yourself. Now, I always believe as a practitioner, being kind to yourself is also looking after yourself, looking after your health and looking after your mindset. I acknowledge, though, that a lot of people, and there are, you know, some of you who are listening to my podcast episodes, this is all new to you, and that's okay. And there will be some that feel that they're, you know, they're highly skilled in that area and they don't really need to listen too much. But when we practice kindness to ourselves by looking after our physical health, our mental and emotional health, we can do that again by being more self-aware and paying attention to what we are doing to ourselves, what we're thinking, how we're feeling, what are we putting into our body in terms of food and drink, etc. Are we really nurturing our body, or are we hindering it? Are we nurturing our mental and emotional health, our spiritual health, or are we hindering it? A self-compassion exercise that you could also try is to, you know, get a piece of paper or a journal book and write a compassionate, kind letter to yourself. And start by addressing it to yourself, you know, with warmth and understanding, as though you were writing to a dear friend. And acknowledge your struggle and validate your feelings. Offer words of encouragement and support, and just acknowledge the value of who you are. A letter like that coming from yourself can be so powerful, because what voice do you listen to most out of any of the voices out there in the world? It's your own voice. And your own voice has brought you to where you are today in your life. And I do personally believe that every day we can learn something, and every day we can improve, and every day we can be kinder to ourselves, and we can be kinder to someone else. So the self-compassion exercise is a really lovely one to do, writing a letter to yourself, so that you can either put that away and read it on your next birthday, or you can read through it again. And it's just surprising how that helps when we hear our own voice. Now, I'd also take this a step further, and this is something that I've done with some of my coaching and mentoring clients, and they loved it. So when you write a letter that you've read through and you're really happy with, you think, "Wow, where did that come from? Isn't that beautiful? That is so compassionate. It's so kind. It's so nurturing." I'd suggest then that you go and record it and keep it on your phone. And every time you start to have a struggle, every time you start to feel a bit sad, or things are getting hard, or you're being hard on yourself, go and listen to your recorded letter, because that will make a huge difference, a massive difference in your life. So why should you my dear listener, why should you practice self-compassion? I'll give you some really good pointers because it promotes emotional self-resilience. And that allows you to respond to setbacks and mistakes with kindness and understanding rather than being hard on yourself and beating yourself up. And it just helps you bounce back from things more quickly and really effectively. It's going to enhance your mental health as well when you practice self-compassion. And it's really very much associated with lower levels of anxiety, depression, stress, etc. But when you treat yourself with kindness and care that you would offer to a friend, it can elevate you out of that situation, and it does help your mental health. Over time, you'll notice that you have less of the down, unhappier times and more of the elevated, happier times. It helps you to foster self-acceptance. You know, self-compassion really encompasses recognizing your own humanity, which we're all full of imperfections and flaws, but noticing those and acknowledging them without judgment. When you practice self-compassion, your relationships will improve and you're able to extend then compassion and empathy to others, and by being kinder to yourself, you can also display that to others. That makes relationships better, much, much better. Self-compassion will help you to develop more of a growth in mindset, and it increases motivation and productivity. So think of all of those points, all six of those. You as a business owner or somebody who works in an organization for someone else, if you are going to be a better, well-rounded person by practicing some self-compassion and working on that, making that a daily exercise, just to be kinder to yourself, to be a nicer person to yourself, stop beating yourself up. It doesn't mean you have to become a puffed up, prideful, egotistical person. Not at all. It just means being a nicer, kinder person to yourself. And goes back to treating others as you would love to be treated yourself. So start treating yourself as though you would love to be treated, you know, and be treated well. Self-compassion is going to serve you. It's never, ever, ever going to be a hindrance, and it's never going to be detrimental. It's only going to serve to help you become a better person. And if you're a better person, being happier, healthier, more well-rounded, and just feeling, you know, as though you're valued and you value yourself, that's going to make you a better business owner. It's going to make your business better, more productive. It's going to help you relate to people better. And that is the reason why you want to do it as well. You do it for you. You do it for your business. You do it for everybody that you come in contact with. Because you know why? It makes life better. It makes life better. I hope that today has been helpful for you. Go write that letter to yourself and record it. I'd love it if you come back and share with me the experience of writing your letter to yourself and how you went with that. That would be fabulous. You can also connect with me on Facebook or Instagram. Links are down below. And if you would like to listen to some of my meditations, etc., on YouTube, I'll put the channel link down below as well. There's something there for you that will help you. And there is one up there for releasing stress faster. It's only about 16 minutes long, and that just is a meditation and visualization to help you release stress faster. And it's a beautiful exercise, and you can use that anytime you like, because when you release stress, you're not going to be beating yourself up as much. So I hope today has been helpful. Thank you so much for joining me and being here today. And I will catch you on the next episode of the Business Health and Mindset podcast. Have a fabulous and awesome day. Be kind to yourself.